Bye-bye.
Living the dream.
Yeah.
Something like that. So I've got your bank statements. I want to kind of go over the program and kind of give you some ideas. This is not – I'm going to completely not be salesy. I'm just going to tell you how these work. We had a U approved in the past, by the way, so it's a pretty similar program. So essentially what these programs are about is it's a cash loan. It can get approved quickly. One thing I'm looking at your bank statements, I've just never seen Huntington's before, is they have average collected. I don't see if it shows how much you guys are actually running through the account on a monthly basis. The guy goes up and down. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. So basically, the way the program works is you get usually get between 6 months to 2 years. Completely your choice. You're getting an unsecured cash loan. There's a payback on that loan. It's all put in writing. Now, in terms of ownership specifics, we have two options. One program I have requires 50% ownership. The others require 51% or greater. I guess the question I'd ask you is, and I'm not here to push you, is this. Do you know what your credit score is, or how bad is it? This stays between you and me, by the way.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, last I checked, it was pretty beat up.
Do you know what the score was by any chance?
Fuck. It was a while ago. But there's a lot of shit on there that I'm trying to get off because I paid.
Okay.
Back in 06, 07 when the market crashed, I lost my house. But
okay.
Nine years ago, but it's still on there.
I'm talking about stuff like in the last 2 years. Basically, do you know if you have like a 500 score or a 600 score, as basic as possible?
I don't know. It's probably right in that range.
Okay. So here's what I would like to do. But I guess the question I'm also asking you is, how much cash are you guys looking for? Like, what's the goal amount here? Is it 50? Is it 100?
Ultimately, what we wanted to do was try and consolidate any of the debt that we have right now with the payments for Nick. Nick is getting $63,000, so $7,000 a month for the next 9 months.
No, okay.
For whatever 9 months.
Okay.
And right now, he left us with about $60,000 in debt.
Okay.
So we've chopped away at some of that already, you know, but it's like the shit that he left us, he wasn't telling us. He wasn't paying shit for 120 plus days. I mean,
okay.
So these guys all want the money now. You know.
Correct. So let's walk through some ideas here. And do you have a pen and paper?
Yeah.
Because you kind of got a complex transaction, but I'm not putting on my sales hat. I'm just giving you a lot of different options because I'm not here to sell you a loan. I'm here to just make you guys happy. So there's two things that I want to do and I want to offer and I want to give you my 2 cents.
Yeah.
I know and understand that you're also looking potentially some cash from family, things like this. There's two things I'd extend. On a personal note, Jeff, we've done a shit ton of business together. You guys have also made me a lot of money through referrals. I'm not a super like rich guy, but if this loan doesn't work and you guys want to say, hey, Ruben, here's $15,000. I'll wire you personally $15,000. I can do that. I looked at my account and you can give the money back to me in a year and a half for all I care. That's just on a personal friendly basis. So if you're like, hey dude, this loan doesn't work, dude, I'll wire you. I could maybe even do 20. Here's $20,000. We'll talk in a year and a half. You give me back no interest, just to help you guys out. Completely chill with that. Cool, absolutely. So on the loan, let me tell you how these work. So we're gonna bring this into manageable parts. We're gonna take away the whole ownership aspect, the whole bank statements aspect. Just to give you an idea. So let's talk about the cost. So if you borrow, say, $50,000, we're gonna use $50,000 as an example. The terms are available generally. Most people want to go as long as possible. It really depends on a few different factors and what you qualify for. But let me give you an idea of cost. So if you borrow $50,000 over a year, the way these loans are collected is what's called a micropayment. So instead of you paying up front each month, you have a small daily payment or once a week weekly payment. The cost on this loan, if you borrow $50,000, is going to be between a payback of, say, $60,000 to $65,000 traditionally. So that means you're going to pay $10,000 to $15,000 over a year. If you do this over, say, if you can qualify for 18 months, great, awesome. What will that cost run you? Well, if you qualified for cash over 18 months for your business, you're going to pay back, let me just give you an idea. I would say off the top of my head, you're going to payback's going to be between 65 to 70. Obvious the lower. What I want to do is I want to give you an idea of what that would run you on a monthly basis to see if this is program is something that actually helps you or hurts you. So if we talked about 50 grand over, say, 12 months, you're going to be paying 5 grand a month on that, give or take. If you ran this over 18 months, give me a second, that's going to be running you, give or take, about $3,800 a month. So it can be some short-term relief, and a lot of my customers have loved these loans, but sometimes they're like, oh, well, this didn't even help me. So that's what how those numbers would look. If you wanted to qualify, now you guys do how much per year in business?
I don't know, somewhere anywhere between 4 or 5 million.
4 or 5 million. So the cool thing is, though, is at the end of the day, you guys have a legit business. You're not doing 300,000 a year in sales. So you could potentially qualify for a lot more money. Here's what I would like to do just to give you my 2 cents, and hopefully the feedback is appreciated. I do not want to take your credit and whore it all over town. It's not worth it. What I want to do is this. I'd like to say take a look at your and Brandon's credit. I want run Experian credit. I have a partnership program with a lender we work with who does a soft inquiry. So this program, you'll have one inquiry on your credit. I want to take a look at both, give you my thoughts on how to submit that file, and see what I can get you there without running your credit. I've got another program that I can do with, once again, it is a soft inquiry, so I don't have to run your credit more than once. I can hear back from these lenders in a matter, and these programs, in a matter of 2 to 4 hours, at most one day. They will give me some ideas of what's possible. If that does not work, then I'd come back to you and say, hey, Jeff, do you want to proceed with some credit inquiries? Because it's very important in these programs. I'm not going to take your credit and load it into Canon and Brandon's and shoot it all over town. But before we go through those avenues, does that kind of pricing, is that something that can help you guys, or what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know. I mean, if it's 65 grand on 50 grand over
18 months. No, that's over 18 months. Over a year, you'd pay back around 60. The high end, I'm quoting you high end, but look, at the end of the day, dude, I'm going to do your deal for free. There's no I'm just giving you cost of this program. So your payback would probably be low end 60, high end for 12 months, 65. On an 18-month program, 65 to 70 is a good range, and I can give you solid numbers, but I think what's really important here is how does this affect your business? Because you said consolidate, right? The thing, and I tell this to people, when you're trying to consolidation is a great word, but when you've got four, emotionally it's great. You're getting five bills, you're turning into one. But if your five bills are cheaper than your one bill, it doesn't do much. I think the way it might be helpful is you have a lot of bills due from Nick, correct?
Yeah.
I guess the question I'd ask you is, if you guys are past due, like what happens? Do the vendors give you terms? Do you need to pay them to stay in good standing? How does that work?
That's what we've kind of been telling them. It's like, you know, we're going to chop away at this as fast as we can and as we get cash in. I mean, but that's the thing. Every bit of the cash we're getting in right now, we're just using to pay bills. We're not even paying anything.
Correct. So here's what I would think my kind of idea would be on your loan. Get you, and I think it sounds like it's the issue is you're chopping away at this stuff, but all the money comes in, you got to support your guy self, and I can understand just the money's always going to bills. So here's my 2 cents. What I think we do is I'm going to send you and Brandon an application. I want to take a look at both of your credit just to see what it is so I can actually look at it. I'll send you a copy as well. I can actually help me do my job to the best of my ability. I'll submit your program where there's no additional credit pulls. I'll see what you'll qualify for with only one credit pull. I'll come back to you guys and say, hey, guys, here's what we're looking at. And then you can decide what you'd like to do. And maybe it's a combination of me, you borrowing less, but just maybe getting some short-term relief. That's my thoughts, and I want your feedback.
All right. Can you put this in an email? Because I want to go over with Brandon.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm going to shoot, because there's cost of these loans, absolutely. I'm not going to put in an email that I'm going to send you any money personally because it's my work email, but you've got that from me personally. All right?
Okay. Yeah.
Cool. That's why I wanted to talk to you. Take a look at it. I'm going to send it to you guys right now, and I'm going to send you the application so we can get rolling on this, okay?
Okay, man.
Thanks, brother. I'm here all the time for you.
All right. Thanks, man.
You got it, man. Bye-bye.